理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 4. A Canadian Family Story. My story begins in Newfoundland, where my brother and I were born during the Second World War. The island of Newfoundland, which was originally a British colony, became the newest province of Canada in 1949, the same year that the People's Republic of China was born.Our mother was born and raised in Newfoundland. During the war, World War II, she worked in St. John's, the capital city, where she met a young Canadian sailor from Ontario. He was member of the crew of a Royal Canadian Navy ship that was part of one of the convoys that escorted supply ships across the Atlantic Ocean to Europe during the war.They fell in love and subsequently got married. The rest is history, so to speak. Our family moved to Ontario in late 1945, just after the war ended. In 1999, acting on impulse, my brother and I decided to take our mother to Newfoundland for a visit. It had been almost 50 years since we had last visited our mother's outport,remote or very rural island village where she grew up. It was also the 50th anniversary of Newfoundland's becoming part of Canada. In 1950, I was 6 and my brother was 5 when we last visited our mother's childhood home. At that time, Ireland's Eye was a vibrant, quaint fishing village hugging the rocky shore of a small, enclosed harbour.There was no electricity. There were no roads, no automobiles, and a few signs of automation of any type. There were oil lamps and wood stoves in the homes and mere footpaths between the aggregate of small communities on the hilly island, also named Island's Eye. We can still see and hear the inboard motorboats, putt-putting, sound of engines,into the harbour, hauling their day's catch of fish. The image of hardy fishermen with pitchforks hoisting and tossing the codfish up to the stilted platforms from the bows of the boats is still quite vivid. The aroma of salted, drying codfish lingers still. What I remember best, of almost half a century ago,was going out with my Uncle Fred in his boat to fish. That particular day, we were huddled together and lashed to other boats just outside of the harbour. I can still hear the lively gossip between my uncle and the other fishermen, above the rippling and splashing of the waves against the hulls of the boats. I remember the boats heaving periodically,on the huge, gently rolling waves. My Uncle Fred had only one arm, but, amazingly, he could do everything as if he had two hands. He could even roll a cigarette and light it. These are my memories of the quaint Newfoundland glory days gone by. It was a very hard life in those outports, but a life romantically cherished by most of those who lived it.Our mother was not feeling up to the trip at the time we were ready to leave, but insisted that my brother and I go on this odyssey. We would later provide her with pictures, a written account, and videotape of the trip. Although we toured other parts of Newfoundland, including an overnight stay on the French islands of Saint-Pierre and Miquelon, just off the south coast of Newfoundland,Our main objective was to visit Ireland's Eye. This necessitated finding water transportation. We managed to arrange for a boat to take us on the half-hour trip to the island. As it turned out, the married couple who ferried us over to the island was actually a couple of our distant cousins whom we had never met. We had intended to have our cousins drop us off on the island and pick us up a few hours later. However, either because we were newly found cousins, or they were typically hospitable Newfoundlanders, or they thought that my brother and I would get lost, they wanted to stay with us. Probably all three factors influenced their decision. They were absolutely fabulous. They got caught up in what my brother and I were trying to do. They were very knowledgeable about the island and the people who had once lived there. Clutching a narrative of the island, written by another of our cousins, the forgotten history of that special place became more coherent to the four of us. As we entered Island's Eye's small harbour, which was guarded by a family of hawks in a nest high on a rocky point, a weird sensation came over us. There, in front of us, was the place we visited 50 years before, and about which we had heard and read so much throughout our adult lives. We thought, what an aesthetically breathtaking sight. The glittering sun on that day gave everything a picture postcard image. This was indeed a slice of paradise. The ruins of a few remaining buildings that dotted the hillsides and shoreline and the once dominant St. George's Church on the hill at the end of the harbour aroused us in an exciting sense of history and of our heritage. Looking out over the harbour from the hill by the church at the extinct community revived memories of 50 years before.